Thank you for calling Clean Harbors. This is Cammie. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm calling from T-Lab Media in Nashville, Tennessee. I just had a couple of quick questions for you regarding your facility and what you're able to process in regard to the different levels of chemicals. For instance, PFAS or dioxins, are you guys in the position to be able to process waste that has potentially contaminated with those things?
I don't have that information. I can give you our customer service number.
That would be great, actually.
And I can transfer you to that number.
That would be great, actually. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Clean Harbors Safety Clean Emergency Operations Center. Your call may be recorded.
Clean Harbors Emergency Operations. This is Bill. Can I help you?
Hi, Bill. My name is Ryan Christian. I'm calling with T-Lab Media from Nashville, Tennessee. I had a couple quick questions for you in regard to the disposal, treatment, and storage in your facility. I wanted to ask quickly about the potential processing of contaminated soils that may contain dioxins, potentially forever chemicals,
actually,
or whether your facility...
Actually, I'm sorry, go ahead. Dispatcher. I'm just a dispatcher. I have no idea about that stuff.
Okay, well, I was transferred to you for the answering of those questions. Do you know who I might speak to answer just some basic questions about what your facility is able to process?
Yeah, see, I just send them to work. I don't know what they can do to you.
I mean, really, I just need some really basic questions answered. So, I mean, the person who understands what you guys are able to process at the facility.
Right. Okay, hold on just a minute, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Ryan, are you there?
I am, thank you.
Yes, I have Jerry on the line. He can assist you a lot more than I can. Jerry, thank you very much. All right,
I appreciate that. Thank you. Hi, Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. I just want to take some basic notes. Can you tell me the name of the outfit you're working for?
Yeah, this is T-Lab Media from Nashville, Tennessee. My name is Ryan Christian. I just want to call for some really basic questions in regard to the what your facility is able to process. And the reason I'm calling is in regard to I'm calling on behalf of people from Ohio and East Palestine, and in regard to Oklahoma refusing shipments recently. And I wanted to call in regard to, generally speaking, what your facility is able to process, and specifically speaking, dioxins and PFAS forever chemicals. I know a lot of facilities in your position there's a lot of complications around those processing of those two specific things. So I wanted to know if your facility was in the position to be able to process specifically TCDD dioxin or forever chemicals.
And the other one was like the PFAS. I heard you say TCDD dioxin, and the other one was PFAS?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So for PFAS, I can answer that we have facilities that will incinerate those. We have incineration facilities in Deer Park, Texas, Lexington. I'm sorry, not Lexington. What's that town in Nebraska? Might be Lincoln, Nebraska. And a couple other incineration facilities that we use. The dioxin, I would have to look at that. Now, we don't landfill PFAS as a company policy.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't be able to accept that at our Chattanooga disposal facility, because everything there is either water treated or landfilled. And we don't water treat for PFAS either at this time. We may get into that in the future, at least doing it in the field. But at our facilities, we don't. Our only disposal for PFAS material is incineration, you know, company policy.
If it helps in regard to the location, I'm specifically talking about the one closest to the Winoka area.
Okay. That's our Lone Mountain facility. And again, I do not believe they will landfill PFAS even there, but that is a hazardous waste landfill.
That would mean that they're in the position to deal with the PFAS correctly.
I would have to look into that. I don't believe that our Winoka facility would would deal with PFAS at all, because I believe it's landfill only, and I believe that the exclusion on landfill even applies to our hazardous waste landfill.
Okay. That's good to know. My follow-up then would be to reiterate the specifically TCDD dioxin and whether or not that is something that that this specific facility, again, it was the one, Lone Mountain Hazardous Waste Facility, if that one is able to correctly facilitate and process dioxin TCDD.
Okay. And that question, I think I would have to probably go to that facility with.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what. Tell me, you said your last name is Christensen?
Correct. Just Christian, correct.
Okay. I'll reach out to them about about both of those waste streams. They're going to have a lot of questions about the specifics. Hopefully, you know, right now I don't have a lot of specifics.
If the location is able to facilitate the processing of TCDD, I would think that would be something that would be easily accessible, no?
I can call my contact there at that facility.
And so
okay.
Really what I'm investigating is whether or not that shipment was even the appropriate place for it to go to in the first place.
Okay. Do you have a manifest number?
No, I don't. This is more overview of the different locations. I could get back to you with more specifics, but it's really not in regard to what is. It's about what you guys are able to process in a general sense, removing East Palestine from the conversation, like whether this location is even set up to process those things.
I will see what I can find out for you and give you a call back. If I can't personally give you a call back, I'll make sure I get the phone number to the right person who can.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.